We're going to talk about Inyanei Rosh Chodesh, different topics that come up on Rosh Chodesh. So there's one thing that happens on Rosh Chodesh when we say Yalav Yavo. So we know that people sometimes will call out Yalav Yavo beforehand, or they'll clap or something like that. So this minhag does exist. Then the Rama brings it down, that one should have a reminder of Yalav Yavo, give a klap, something of that nature. But there's a difference between Shacharis and Maariv. At Shacharis, you're able to say out loud, Yalav Yavo, call it out. And at Mincha also, you're able to call out Yalav Yavo because there's no problem of having a hefsik between the Kaddish and Shmona Esrei. But in the morning at Shacharis, you're not able to do that. You're not able to have a hefsek because of the smichas gula l'tfila. So therefore, at Shacharis, you're not able to call out Yalav Yavo. You need to give a klap instead. But what happens is that since people want to avoid this problem, so instead of giving a klap or something like that, when they get up to Yalav Yavo, they'll say Yalav Yavo out loud or something of that nature. But Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Alicho Shlomo writes that it's not ideal to do this, because he says, imagine if you were in the middle of davening you were talking to a king, and then while you're talking to the king, all of a sudden you start screaming out random words. So he says that's inappropriate. So because of that, Rosh Shlomo Zalman said that it's inappropriate to call out when you're in the middle of your Shmona Esrei to call out Yalav Yavo out loud just because you want to remind other people.
There's another idiom. If somebody was a little faster than he was and he forgot to say Yalav Yavo,
right?
So now he has to stop Shmona Esrei in the middle of Claire. Is he in a place where he can still fit it in, or he has to?
Right, that's true also. So it's not appropriate to do. It definitely is a popular thing, and people sometimes it seems like they rush their Shmona Esrei dafka so they could call out Yalav Yavo out loud. But it's definitely So it's definitely Rav Shlomo Zalman was very against this. He says it's inappropriate because that's when you're speaking to the king. Another point that comes up by Yalav Yavo is that there's a classic machlokes. If you forget Yalav Yavo on Mincha of Rosh Chodesh, so Tosfos and Brachos quotes Rabbeinu Yehuda, who says that you don't repeat Shmona Esrei at Maariv, you don't do a Tashlumin at Maariv because it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore, so you're not going to gain anything anymore. But the Rif says that you would need to daven again Tashlumin. So the classic way of explaining this machlokes is if you forget Yalav Yavo, is it as though you didn't daven Shmona Esrei at all? Or it's not that you didn't daven Shmona Esrei at all. You daven Shmona Esrei. You just weren't yotzei the hazkaris me'ina ma'ora. You weren't yotzei saying Yalav Yavo. And that's why you need to daven again. But the Shmona Esrei that you davened was a perfectly good Shmona Esrei. L'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin said you need to daven again, but you should daven b'toras nedava. So it's a voluntary tefillah. So it sounds like you don't need to daven again. So that's how the Shulchan Aruch Paskin. So we have a similar machlokes. Achronim, later on, they quote a similar machlokes between Reb Chaim Soloveitchik and Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. If you forget the same talum matar on Friday afternoon, so you're not going to say the same talum matar Friday night, so would you need to repeat Shmona Esrei or not, since you're not going to gain anything? So similar concept. So at least by Yalav Yavo, since that's what we're discussing with Rosh Chodesh, so there are a lot of nafkaminas to this discussion of, is it as though you didn't daven Shmona Esrei, or you daven Shmona Esrei, you just now have a chiyuv to make up your hazkaris me'ina ma'ora. So Shlomo Zalman brings a nafkamina, which relates to this discussion of someone calling out Yalav Yavo, but it's the flip side. If you're in the middle of davening, and so you're davening in the inside over there, and the person over here is davening Shmona Esrei, so you're trapped. You want to get out. You don't have to go to the bathroom. You just want to get out. Whatever. You want to go for a walk. So it's not a shasat chak. You don't have to get out, but you'd like to get out. But he's in the middle of Shmona Esrei. You're not able to. And then all of a sudden, you hear him davening, and you hear that he skipped Yalav Yavo. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman doesn't clear, do you have to tell him, like you were, referencing. Rather, he says, now that you know that he forgot Yalav Yavo, and you know his Shmona Esrei is potentially, doesn't count as a Shmona Esrei, according to some opinions. So would that mean that you'd be able to now walk behind him now? Because that Shmona Esrei that he was davening is not really a Shmona Esrei. Okay. So I guess you hear him get to Elokai Netzor. And now you want to walk behind him. So Shlomo Zalman says, anyway, he says, either way, we don't really paskin that way. We really hold that it really is a Shmona Esrei. You just need to make up the Yal of the Yavo. So he says you wouldn't be able to walk behind the guy. You really were Yotze, that Shmona Esrei. Another nafkamina that they bring up is there's this book called Read and Remember. He's a Satmar Chassid, who's an actuary actually, and he collects, based off of the Gemara, he'll have a story, a halachic story or an agadic story of something that happened with Gedolim, so that you can relate the Gemara to some story. And they're fascinating stories. He has, in the back of the book, he has all the sources for each story. Sometimes it's Baal Peh, and sometimes it's from a Sefer. So one story he has in there is that Rav Meir Soloveitchik one time forgot to say Yal V'Yavo on Shabbos, and he was very sad that he forgot Yal V'Yavo. He needed to repeat Shmona Esrei. And the Brisker Rav said to him, don't worry, because now you get 7 extra brachos towards your Mea brachos when you daven again. So it's clear that he held also that it's not a bracha levatala, it's a real Shmona Esrei that you were Yotze. You just missed something, and so you need to daven again. Now, would you allow to, intentionally forget Yal V'Yavo so that you could get extra brachos? Obviously not. But it's another nafkamina. Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. So you do your Shmona Esrei.
Mm-hmm.
And then the to repeat the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Because of Yal V'Yavo. Yeah, because you can't say Yal V'Yavo without saying Shmona Esrei. So that's, yeah.
If you bench, which is not a chiyuv,
right.
Right. But if you eat, then you would kind of, you say a voluntary.
Right. Part of an essay. Well, Rav Shlomo Zalman has an interesting language where he says, I don't have it here, but he says that it was a tefillah, it's just not shacharis, and it's just not mincha. So I don't know what he means by that. I guess the tefillah that you daven turned out to be in the dava. Right, you daven eishmon eser, yes. Yeah, that's what you have to, that's probably together, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, in the Shmona Esrei, that's what you have to say. Wouldn't help. Right. Right. Won't help you. It has to be as part of the Shmona Esrei. That seems like how they would say that the Takana was. Another nafmin is, do you have to search for a minion for this makeup tefillah? So that's what Shlomo Zalman says, that if it's easy to find a minion, then you should. Just to be choshesh for the opinions that say it's keilu you didn't daven, but otherwise he'd say it's not necessary because you were already yotze tefillah b'tzibur. Now, I don't know what that means either, that you're already yotze tefillah b'tzibur. It would seem that, the reason that we daven b'tzibur isn't just because there's potential chiyuv to daven b'tzibur, it's because the Gemara says that a person's tefillahs are heard more when they daven b'tzibur. So it would seem like, even if you don't have to daven with the tzibur because you already yotze tefillah b'tzibur, whatever that means with your first Shmona Esrei, it would seem like it's still better to daven with the tzibur in order for your tefillahs to be heard. But either way, Rav Shlomo Zalman says there's no chiv, assuming obviously you forget, you realize afterwards, and now there's no minyan here anymore, they're not daven Shmona Esrei anymore. So to go to the later minyan, just in order to daven Shmona Esrei with the tzibur, he says it wouldn't be required. That's what it sounds like from him, that he says only if it's easy. He says you don't have to search Dalad Mill or whatever the net general Gezarim are. Yeah, yeah. Because you already Yotze, that's his Lashon, is you already Yotze Tefillah B'Tzibur. He comes up with another, Rav Steinman quotes another fascinating Nafka Mina, is should you daven on Rosh Chodesh, should you daven try to daven with a minion that's more than 10 people? Because if you're davening with just 10 people and then one person forgets the Yal V'Yavo, is a ki'ilu, you didn't daven with the tzibur now because Hishmona Esrei wasn't Hishmona Esrei. And so you should dafka try and daven with more people to cover yourself. You don't have to. That's what he said. He quotes Rav Avram Ganachovsky, Shayachoshe Shalola Hispal B'mingim Mitzumsum B'mei Rosh Chodesh, Shetzarech Lasker Yal V'Yavo, Shema Echame Mispalim Yishkach, Vitzarech Lachzor Hul Hispalim, V'nimsa Shetfila Harishona Shehispalel, Haisa Levatala, the Ein Kan Minyan. I guess that's what you have to say. Avram Ganachovsky. Yeah. So Rav Steinman said no. He said he doesn't think it's true. And the tefillah was a good tefillah. But again, this is just another one of those nafkaminas either way. Another interesting thing that comes up on Rosh Chodesh, is regards to Hallel. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says that you should have in mind not to be yotze with the bracha of the Shaliach Tzibur on Sfiras HaOmer. When it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, he says, when the Rav says, count Sfiras, so you should have in mind not to be yotze with that bracha, because otherwise, if you're yotze with his bracha, so now you can't make your own bracha anymore. And Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that he suggests that maybe this would be true by Halal and Rosh Chodesh also. That once, and not just Rosh Chodesh, but all times we say Halal, the Shaliach Tzibur says the bracha of Halal out loud, we all say Amen, and then we say our own bracha. So he says this is going to be a problem. So Shlomo Zalman says that really that was only true in their time when the Shaliach Tzibur was Motzi people. But by us, everyone knows that you're going to make your own bracha anyway, so Stam, everyone has in mind not to be Yotze. And therefore, even if you hold mitzvah Saint Tzrichos Kavana, and you're going to be Yotze anyway just by answering Amin, nevertheless, since since everyone knows that they're planning on making a bracha anyway, it's Ki'ilu they had in mind not to be Yotze.
What about the Kavana of the Shulchan?
Yeah, so
you
that...
should have Kavana, whoever wants to be Yotze with my bracha for whatever reason, was it self-evident?
Right.
He should have, he's a Shulchan Tzibur. His job...
I think the poskim discuss this in general, you know, by let's say you forgot Yalav Yavo, and so you don't want to daven again. So can you be yotze with Shliach Tzibur? So a lot of times the poskim say it's a problem because most Shliach Tzibur don't have anything in mind at all. They have to davka have in mind to be motzi you, and most Shliach Tzibur nowadays, you know, I don't think they think about anything, but they... So can you say then that, can you say that Stam Das? If no one nowadays, no one, you know, how often is someone Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur? But maybe since that was a Takana, it doesn't matter anymore, and it remains that way. Anyway, that's what Stam Das is. Either way, Shlomo Zalman says, L'chadchila, you should have in mind to be, you should have in mind not to be Yotze, just to cover yourself. But if you didn't, he says, you could still make a bracha, again, because of the Stam Das. He says the same thing. He brings the same thing by the Megillah when it comes to reading the Psukim out loud that the Tzibur reads out loud. He says if you're not reading from a kosher Megillah, so he says that you should have in mind not to be Yotze when you read the Psukim out loud. Because when you read that Pasuk out loud from the not kosher, and then you hear him afterwards, but you were already Yotze that Pasuk. Now, I don't know what that means, that you were already Yotze that Pasuk. Because if it wasn't kosher, so then you weren't Yotze anything, you're going to hear it again anyway. So what is that? Yeah, exactly. And that is what he has in mind anyway. But either way, he brings that up. But I saw, I don't know why, and Rav Sternbach has a tshuva where he says, Davka by Rosh Chodesh, where it's a bracha ala minag. So he says, if you answer Amin, even though by others, brachos of Hallel, when it's a chiyuv, we might bring up the concept of mitzvah srichos kavana. But by something that's a minag, he says, for sure, ain't mitzvahs ain't srichos kavana. There's no topic of mitzvahs because it's not a mitzvah. It's a minag. And so he says, for sure you're going to be yotze if you answer amen to the bracha. And therefore he says, alkein ani noeg lahaktim es hashatz ulevarech likra es ahalo. He says the bracha of likra es ahalo before the Shaliach Tzibur does, and then he listens to the bracha of the Shaliach Tzibur and answers Amen. And he says, Shuv matzasi b'minhage hagon Rabbi Moshe Feinstein and Haruni b'minhage chazonish shehiktam avar kodam shiana ala shatz Amen. So I don't know. I never heard it in the name of Rabbi Moshe for sure.
Never heard it happen. You ever seen it happen?
I've never seen someone make a bracha first. I know people that, you know, have in mind not to be Yotze. And my father, when I was growing up, he told me from Rav Soloveitchik, I don't think I ever saw it anywhere, but he told me that Rav Soloveitchik, that he would say the bracha together with the Shaliach Tzibur. And I remember once asking, when I was in Shalavim, I asked Rav Balinson, who used to come to give a halacha shir there, and I asked him, what's the mila of saying, of having in mind not to be Yotze versus saying it together? And he said, this way you get to answer Amen. So with Rav Sternbach, you get both milas. You don't have to worry about having in mind not to be Yotze. Just make the bracha first. You were Yotze already. And you could still answer Amen to his bracha. And that's what, you know, your goal is to answer Amen to the bracha anyway.
You can see that when I was getting ready to say Hallel, mm-hmm. that he already made the bracha.
Oh, yeah?
You could see him saying the
bracha. All right, so there you go. There you go. So that's what they bring for Moshe. So, look, you have four options. You can make the bracha before, you can make the bracha together with him, you could have in mind not to be Yotze, or you could just
you
do like Minhag Olam. Yeah, you know, the whole concept of Stam Das and how we decide what, you know, what is, when does Stam Das work and when does it not work, and you know, everyone wants to do what Hashem wants them to do in the end. So, you know, isn't that enough? So it's an interesting question. But that's, you know, clearly, Sternbach says, you know, it's a good thing to do. And again, this is something that I think, you know, until you hear about it, you don't think about it. And then you're like, oh, wow, that makes so much sense. Because I guess you could also say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo, and then you wouldn't be Yotze with his bracha either. But that's that. That's that subject. Another topic that comes up that you know, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, but a lot of people aren't familiar with, is the concept of Asudas Rosh Chodesh. The tour, Siman Tav Yud Tes, brings multiple makoros for the concept of Asudas Rosh Chodesh. He brings from the Yerushalmi, which quotes the concept of Asudas Rosh Chodesh, and then he quotes from a pasuk that says Uviyom Simchaschem Uvomadechem Rashi Chachechem. So he seems to equate Yom Simchaschem, Moadechem, and Rashi Chachechem. Then we have the subject of David HaMelech and Yonasan in the Haftorah of Machar Chodesh, where Vayomer David al Yonasan, Hinei Chodesh Machar, Va'anochi Yashov Eishev Im HaMelech Le'achol. Why is he eating? What's going on? What's this Suda? And so this is another source for a Suda. The most fascinating one to me is the tour quotes from a psikta that Kol Zalnosov Shal Adam Ksuvim Lomer Rosh Hashanah Ad Rosh Hashanah Chutz Mimasha Motzi B'Shabbosos V'Yamim Tovim V'Rashi Chadashim. That money that you spend on the Rosh Chodesh Suda doesn't come out of your allotted funds. So the Gemara in Beitza does not mention Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara in Beitza just says Shabbos and Yantif and tuition, but it doesn't say anything about Rosh Chodesh. So it's, I don't know how that works, why the Gemara doesn't include it. And this psikta does. So.
There's a particular rabbinical organization that for many, many years they didn't do a Suda Rosh Chodesh, but then in the 80s, in the mid 80s, a lot of Chassidus Chevre began to join that particular rabbinical organization.
And they pushed this.
And then it was born there.
So you have the tour says it. There's different reasons given why. The Kobo says it's because it's a day of Kapara. The Kobo also brings up maybe it's just to remind us that there are extra things you have to do that day, like Yalav Yabo, where women not doing malacha. Some say it's Zecher to the Suda that they made when they used to actually have, when they would be Mekadesh the Chodesh. But it's brought in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in some Taf Yud Tes, it's five words. Mitzvah Laharbas V'Sudas Rosh Chodesh. And that's it. It reminded me when I saw it. It reminded me of the siman in Shulchan Aruch by Malav Malka. It's also, you know, one sentence. Lo lemesader Shulchano, and that's it. That you should have Malav Malka also. So, you know, why did the Shulchan Aruch? I think they bring from the Tamei Menhagim brings from somewhere that the Shulchan Aruch Dafka made a special siman for Suda Rosh Chodesh and a special siman for Malav Malka, because these are mitzvahs that people don't necessarily. You know, aren't so machbed on, and so he wanted to give it something unique. And also because it's not a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah. It says mitzvah laharbas v'sudas rosh chodesh. And the discussion, what's required of it? Is pas required? So Tosos and Brachos, you know, points out from the Gemara you quoted before of ibay achil, ibay lo achil, that clearly there's no chiyuv to have bread on the sudas rosh chodesh. It says if you want to, you can. And the Or Zarua says, if you eat bread, then hareza meshubach. And the Darkei Moshe brings this Or Zarua lahalacha. That hareza meshubach. And the Kaf HaChaim says it's actually a chiyuv. And the Chida also brings this as a chiyuv. But Lashon Laharbos. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says this language of Laharbos is not paz. The Mishnah Berurah says it just means to have one extra something. You normally at your meal you'll have a sandwich, so then you should have chips with your sandwich, something extra. And they say to do the same thing on Shabbos when the Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So, you know, add an extra Rosh Chodesh kugel that you have or something like that, just to add something extra. And this is Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach was makbid to eat something extra. Now, he would dafka have meat, which is also fascinating. On Rosh Chodesh, he would dafka have meat. But the Mishnah Berurah says something extra. Rav Nevensol says that this is that Rosh Shlomo Zalman having meat is based off of the Yerayim. That says Rosh Chodesh is called a moed, and therefore there's an obligation to have basar v'yayin. Rav Nevensol has a vort that there's two types of moadim. There's Shabbos and Yantif. Those are kaddish mitzad atzmam, and then there's Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. Those are only kaddish because of the karban. And therefore nowadays, when we no longer have karbanos, so Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed don't have that kaddush anymore. Yeah. Yeah.
That
meat, yes, 100%. For the meat. So that's why he brings that. They bring in Orchos Rabbeinu, that the stipler was makbid to have wine on Rosh Chodesh. And the Rav Shneiman quotes Ritzchak Elchanan Spector, who, when he was living wherever he was living, he didn't have a job and he had very little money, and so he would add on an onion b'kavod Rosh Chodesh at his meal. So you see, laharbos could even be, you know, something very, very small. And he said that Rav Shneiman also, he used to have a fruit, just an extra fruit, and that's it. That's all that's necessary in order to be mekayim this. So then the question is, you know, they discuss women also, the Kaf HaChaim says, and then they discuss night or the day. Really, it's during the day. But then the question is, how come people aren't so makbid on this? So the Aruch HaShulchan, as is his way, which is so amazing, how the Aruch HaShulchan really, he would always point out the things that people were doing wrong, and then he would try his best to tidy it up if he could. But in this short Tafya test, he says, how come we're not makbid on this? And he says that Shema Tafsua Olam, he says Atmiya Gedola, Lama Lo Nagu Etzleinu B'Suras Rosh Chodesh. Says Atmiya, it could be that since in our Gemara there's no mention of it at all, the Psikta quotes Rosh Chodesh, and our Gemara in Beitza doesn't quote Rosh Chodesh, and he says therefore, and that's why the Beis Yosef and the Beis Yosef disproves all of the Torah's rayas. So therefore, that's probably why the Minhag Olam is not to be makbid on it. It's very nice of the Aruch HaShulchan to assume that that's why, because the Gemara doesn't say it. And he says, but mikol makom nachon lachosh lezeh, we really should be makbid on it. Avaman nase shiyad azman kashta aleinu. But what can we do? It's difficult times that we live in, that it's difficult for us to be makbid on this. But a Mahadran mosif in eza maichal b'rosh chodesh. But the Mahadran try to add on something on Rosh Chodesh. So you see, again, it's a good thing to do. It's one of these things that, you know, you mentioned there is a group that started doing it, but it's one of these things that, you know, it's unclear how certain things have mazel and certain, you know, halachas don't have mazel. I mentioned last time about, you know, washing before davening. It's just one of those things that just, like, it just falls by the wayside for some reason. Certain mitzvahs, you know, everyone's makbid on, and certain things, certain halachas just...
Do you think about the onion? Do you think about the harvest? I mean, the
shame,
the onion,
right?
Also...
Just to fulfill it. Right, I hear what you're saying.
But it's like, it's because of the chusha.
Right, of the door. So that's very good. Very good. You had to do something, even though clear, you know. Does it give you any more simcha? Is there any more simcha from an onion? No, but were you Mekayim Maharvos? That's true. That's very good. So the last thing that schools are more makbid on is the special clothing on Rosh Chodesh. So the truth is that there's not so much of a car for the special clothing. Why the schools choose Dafka, you know, and this runs the gamut in all types of schools. You know, in America, in all the modern Orthodox schools, they make them wear white shirts and ties. And in the Beis Yaakov, they wear white shirts, and, you know, the Chadarim, everyone's wearing white shirts. It's definitely a nice thing, but... Also, the makoros, there's not so much of a makor for the special clothing. It really, really comes from the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim says you should switch your clothing on Rosh Chodesh, and he says that you should really have four different types of clothing. You should have weekday clothing, Shabbos clothing, Yontif clothing, and then Chanukah Purim Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed clothing. So I think I remember Shechter saying that he had five different types of suits. I don't know whether he was saying it as a joke or seriously. But he said these, and then he said for a wedding there's a special suit also. So that's where that comes from.
But many times the tia is that on the shop.
Yeah, we're gonna wear black. Right.
Right. But I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. Maybe that's the wedding suit. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe. So that's where it's brought, the Kaf HaChaim. The Maaseh Rav, they bring that the Vilna Gaon used to wear his Shabbos hat on Rosh Chodesh. So he didn't have special for Rosh Chodesh. He wore his Shabbos hat on Rosh Chodesh, and Chasko Levinstein also wore his Shabbos hat on Rosh Chodesh, just like they bring from the Vilna Gaon. And Rosh Steinman, bring in this sefer about him that originally he used to wear. Originally, he used to have separate clothing, one for the weekday, one for Rosh Chodesh, and one for Shabbos. I'm sure he had for Yom Tov also, just doesn't bring it. But then in his later years, he started to follow the Nagon and wear his Shabbos hat on Rosh Chodesh. Not sure what changed. The last thing that I saw, I don't remember when I heard this, but I had it in my notes, that a bachur once walked into Beis Yishaya in the mirror wearing a tie on Rosh Chodesh. And Rav Nissen Kaplan told him he should take it off. So the bachur said back, but it says... Right? Rav Nissen said to him, if you want a shidduch, then take off the tie. So, I thought it was interesting. That's what I thought he was going to go when he was telling the story, that like, you know, if no one else is doing it, so yeah, in a chanami, there might be a makar for something, but if you're going to walk around doing it, but I guess he took the route that he thought the guy was more likely to buy, you know, you're not going to get a shidduch if you do it this way.